gonna be a good day. That's a day gonna be a good day. That's a day gonna be a good, good day.
I'm giving it to everybody today. Michael, be careful.
Michael Forte is at the controls in our studio in Washington. And I imagine McFadden must be lurking around there, or will, pretty soon. Roberta, somehow or other, I haven't heard the report yet from New Orleans on her daughter. Apparently her daughter got hurt worse than what we originally thought. I always love it when the reporters... I get on Jennifer on this all the time. Jennifer and Roberta are not here today again. Jennifer will do like the news reporters. We found out.
Who's we?
What do you mean, we? You didn't stand there and interview somebody. You read some report someplace. So I find it... I don't know. I get, because I'm an old school broadcaster, I guess, to a certain extent, those sorts of things drive me nuts. And I know they're little things and probably don't mean a damn thing to anybody else. But for me, when people do that sort of stuff, it's sort of, I don't know, disingenuous. Is that the right word? It seems phony to me. It's a fakery. So we've got this report. Rah, rah, rah. Anyway, the bottom line is, and I don't even know why I'm off on this toot, except I was looking at this fast food workers strike thing, and all of the people. This is the most fun story, I think, this week, actually, of all of the things that are interesting and you can yak about a little bit. And it involves many of you who, if you do work at a fast food restaurant, you get minimum wage. That's about it, $8 an hour. And so you want more money, and everybody wants more money. I understand that you want to have more money. But think about it in practical terms. And this is what people were sort of asking these. I heard a good interview. Actually, we played a part of it earlier this morning, Kenny, didn't we? The interview with this woman who obviously was not a genius. Does this sound prejudicial if I say this? I'm not trying to offend anybody. But if you're working for minimum wage at a fast food restaurant, chances are you can't get a better job. And chances are you're not, you know, maybe that bright. A lot of kids that drop out of school, that's the fate. That's another reason to stay in school. Hello. So you don't work for minimum wage. You get trained in a skill. Somehow or other, you're better off when you get out of school, and you ought to make that your focus. And if there was a better ad for staying in school and trying to accomplish something or to use your own initiative to learn on your own, you know, yeah, get a college. High school education is important. College education, I'm never sure that that's the right thing for everybody. Matter of fact, I think a lot of people in college ought not to be there. And going to voc school is a great idea. We should have much more technical training, et cetera, et cetera. So we have more good plumbers and more good... Have you hired a plumber or an electrician lately? You know how much you have to pay him? And one of the reasons you got to pay him so much is because there's not a lot of competition. There aren't a lot of them out there. If there were twice as many electricians around, there'd be still work for them, and you wouldn't have to pay them. What is it? I think you can't hire an electrician for less than $80 an hour, can you? $70 an hour? Huh?
It's almost like hiring a lawyer.
Yeah, right, same thing. Well, lawyers, if you can find a lawyer for less than $200 an hour, you're doing okay. At any rate, so these fast food restaurateurs, that phraseology doesn't quite work either. Fast food restaurateurs, maybe not. People working at fast food restaurants on strike yesterday, trying to get higher wages. We all know that. Workers want the fast food industry to double their salaries to $15 an hour. Come on. The minimum wage... I guess the median wage for fast food workers is like $8.94, so $9 an hour. There were mobilizations in San Diego. Did you notice anything? You live in San Diego, around San Diego. What happened in San Diego yesterday?
I didn't hear about anything. I know at one point yesterday afternoon, I drove through Jack in the Box to get some iced tea.
Yeah.
And there was no problem.
Everybody was working. Happy to give you your iced tea for $8 an hour.
Yeah.
There was a march through downtown Manhattan yesterday. Oh, this stuff kills me. Don't use that phraseology, Doug. This stuff amuses me. So the McDonald's in Manhattan yesterday had protesters around it, and people were getting annoyed because they couldn't get through into the McDonald's. Sometimes strikers also do themselves harm by getting in the way of the people who want to do business. The average person in New York could care less whether McDonald's is paying their workers $15 an hour, $150 an hour, or $2,000 an hour. Get out of the way so I can go get my Big Mac and a drink. Right? They don't care. The strike was expected to be the largest strike against the fast food companies in the history of fast food, which goes back, what, 50 years? McDonald's got started in the 50s, right?
Someplace
in Illinois, DeKalb or Des Moines, that's Iowa, but anyway, not important to the story. Except that, and I'm not, please don't misunderstand me, I'm not trying to make light of their plight. It just is you're not, if you think that you're going to keep your job, if they pay $15 an hour, but you're not going to keep your job. They'll fire you and put somebody in who can speak English and sounds intelligent and articulate, who doesn't have a job or is working, you know, for maybe a couple of bucks more than minimum wage. That's the folly of all of this. And you know what? The unions have, this is really the travesty. The unions have got these kids, most of them are kids, or single mothers, you know, that kind of stuff, or older people, all worked up. Because they think, yeah, I deserve more money, and well, join our union and you'll get more money. No, you won't. That'll never happen. This is not going to. Will they increase pay a little? Maybe. This is the feds are looking at a bill to raise minimum wage to what, $10 an hour or something? I think that's the goal of it. Yeah, and that's probably not going to happen either. The Republicans in the House will keep that from happening. But the point is that you got to work on your own merits. You got to stand on your own. You got to get training. You got to get an education. You got to sound smart. You got to look smart. You know, these butt crackers that work. And so I was in, where the heck was I? I was in some half-decent place. I want to say it was a Wendy's because once in a while I stop at Wendy's. I don't remember where it was. Not important to the story, other than I saw this kid working in the back, and he leaned over to pick up something he dropped on the floor, and I saw half of his butt. Who wants to see, especially in a restaurant, some kid's butt half exposed? Can you just visualize that? I'm
rather
looking.
Not.
Huh? Seriously?
Rather not.
What are you, crazy? No, no, no. Please, Michael, answer the phone. Will you please put the ringer on and get something going here? All right, you can see that I'm on a toot here, and I probably should pause for a moment in the action and get myself back together again. 888-302-3684. Here's the story of GenuCell. Have you heard me talk about this week for the first time? GenuCell, stem cell therapy, specifically targeting your eye puffiness, has been heard here on the Good Day program. I think we're the first people in the country to talk about this. This is a new product from our friends at Chamonix, who have the best skincare products around. I can say that because they pay me to say it, but they give me this stuff. And if you look at my face and under my eyes, I've been getting a lot of sleep the last two or three months for reasons that will not go explained. At any rate, I've got a few bags here that I don't usually have, and I'm using this stuff, and it makes them look pretty good. It's incredibly powerful. It's a clinical-grade serum guaranteed to show results in 12 hours and get your money back. Users could see GenuCell working in 12 hours, according to the reports. So let's get on the bandwagon of this way to fix the puffiness. If you've not had enough sleep, you want to look your best, call 800-543-9262. An opportunity to fix that problem. And really, that's what I'm all about here. I want you to fix the problem. Problem is you have puffiness and bags under your eyes? Okay. Call 800-543-9262 and say goodbye to the puffiness. Goodbye to the bags under your eyes. It's Gonzo. GenuCell uses patented plant serum cell technology to improve the brilliance in terms of results. 20 minutes, and you're looking better already. 800-543-9262. And when you mention Doug Steffen, he'll give you a jar of that Esotique face cream absolutely free. Try GenuCell today. Get rid of the puffiness under your eyes. 800-543-9262.
Geico presents a man who just saved on his motorcycle insurance.
Name's Mark, and this here beastly hog is Princess. Easy, Princess. Slow to roll. So how does this chopper cowboy save on motorcycle insurance, you ask? Easy. I just strapped on my savings chaps called Geico and bam. I'm saving so much, my princess, well, she gets treated like a queen.
Geico Motorcycle. See how much you could save.
Football is back. For tailgating or watching at home, Reynolds, Hefty, and Johnsonville brands have a game-time winning lineup. Reynolds Wrap Foil, Reynolds Slow Cooker Liners, Hefty Waste Bags, Food Bags, Plates, and Cups, and the full juicy flavor of Johnsonville Brats. Fire up your grill and get those Johnsonville Brats cooking. Lay Reynolds Wrap Foil on the grill to help prevent the brats from burning and to make cleanup a snap. And for really easy cleanup, don't forget Hefty Waste Bags, Disposable Plates, and Cups. Reynolds, Hefty, and Johnsonville brands, the winning lineup this football season.
Let's get it started.
Let's get it started. Ha! Let's get it started. Yeah.
Start school tech ready at Office Max. You can save $100 on all touchscreen laptops and tablets over $400. This great discount includes LoJack for laptops, anti-theft security for 90 days. Details in store or at OfficeMax.com.
Let's get it started.
Ha! Office Max. The hot deals start here. Offer ends August 31st. Restrictions apply.
This is Mary, mother of three, walking through her front door right after she saved $93 back to school shopping at Kohl's.
What a feeling!
And this is Mary walking her dog in the rain.
I can't have it all, now I'm dancing for my life.
And this is Mary at the dentist.
Get the feeling of great savings on the brands your kids want for back to school at Kohl's Labor Day Savings 3-Day Sale, Thursday through Saturday. Kohl's, expect great things.
This Labor Day weekend, Guitar Center has life-changing deals throughout the store. One example? I thought you might. How about $100 off a full-size Martin acoustic guitar? Now just $3.99. Or an AKG vocal mic? Just $19. Elisa studio monitors? Just $49 a pair. That's just $49 for a pair of studio monitors with a bass so powerful, you'll feel like an angry kangaroo is jumping on your chest. In a good way. Experience this and more at the Guitar Center Labor Day Sale, now through Monday.
Speaking of Monday, the Good Day program will be on the air live, as we always are every holiday. So Monday, Labor Day, we are going to be here front and center. James Whale, who is my friend, talk radio broadcaster in England, is going to be here at the bottom of the hour to talk about Syria and the vote in Parliament yesterday in Britain, those chickens. Bawk, 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 bawk. Or did they do the right thing? We'll talk about that in a few moments. Meanwhile, speaking of international relations, the former girlfriends of North Korean strongman. Don't you love it when they're described by the news? North Korean strongman Kim Jong-un. Apparently, he executed a few of his old girlfriends with a firing squad yesterday or earlier in the week. These women were well-known North Korean performers, in quotation marks. Apparently, they had a porn shop going, Kenny, and they were executed by a firing squad. Because they were producing pornography, and there are national laws against porno in North Korea. They were videotaping themselves, selling the videos. A source also said that all of the families of the victims have been sent to prison because they are guilty by association. See, there's no constitution. They can do Kim Jong Min-gung-gu, Gu-fung-gung, can do whatever he wants to. Apparently, Kim was girlfriend with one of these. And she got it first, and then the wife didn't like her, apparently. So, although the North Korea says the wife had nothing to do with the executions. And by the way, sure, they're alleged executions.
Yeah.
Right. Shot them with hollow-tip bullets or something, not blanks. All right. So there's the report from North Korea. We're reporting on all kinds of things here. 21 after the hour on Good Day. I report the time regularly.
Alabama, it's coming, and it's the event you and your family will not want to miss. The Southern Preppers Convention and Green Living Expo, Saturday and Sunday, September 7th and 8th, at the newly renovated Oxford Civic Center in Oxford, Alabama, where admission is totally free. There's something for everyone. Free classes and seminars on topics like food preparation, food harvesting, and food preservation. Free giveaways every 30 minutes. You could win seed kits, food, doTERRA oil, starter kits, water filters, and more, including a year's supply of food.
food.
Guest speakers include Bob from Black Dog Survival School, Mike from White Harvest Seeds, Dr. Tom Stoner from Dr. MedKits, and more. And be sure to stop by and check out the Youngevity booth, the Southern Preppers Convention and Green Living Expo, September 7th and 8th, a weekend of education and preparation that's totally free to attend. Don't forget, the Country Inn and Suites in Oxford has special rates available for those who attend the expo. Get all the details at thesouthernpreppers.com. That's thesouthernpreppers.com.
Heart and Body Extract continues to receive positive testimonials from people who have experienced amazing results, like Reed.
I just wanted to send you a quick but a very big thank you for Heart and Body Extract. I've been on the formula for nearly a month now, and the improvement in the circulation of my leg has been simply amazing.
Reed was facing a tough choice.
I was facing surgery due to the severity of 100% blocked arteries in both my legs. And my decision, waiting for surgery, to say no and try Heart and Body Extract instead, has been thankfully the right decision.
And the result?
I can now walk up steps without noticeable pain.
Order Heart and Body Extract at 866-295-5305, 866-295-5305, or hbextract.com. Heart and Body Extract, for a long and healthy life.
Song during this week in 1990, If Wishes Came True, Sweet Sensation. What's your wish for today, for this weekend? We have a poll at DougStephan.com asking you actually what you're going to be doing this weekend. It's a Labor Day weekend. You're going to relax with your family. You're going to cook out. You're going to the beach. You're going shopping. Another work day. When is Labor Day? Labor Day is Monday, boys and girls. We have posted at DougStephan.com some tips for barbecuing and cooking, not just for this weekend, but generally, I would say, Kenny, in the main, these are tips that you should use all the time.
Yeah, there's good stuff in there.
Yeah, there really is. So where's that posted?
In the trending box. It's trending right box. Below the video of the day on the front page.
All right. Speaking of the video of the day at DougStephan.com, if you like video games, and you ever wondered what Mario and Luigi would look like in person? Today's video is for you. It's a live-action version of the Super Mario Brothers. I never got into the Super Mario. Did you like them? Is there anything there that intrigues you?
I've never really been into video games. Reno is. Son Reno loves them.
Yeah.
And when he, I think the Super Mario Brothers was something he liked when he was younger.
Mm-hmm.
But he loves them. And just watching this video now, these guys are crazy. It is absolutely, it's just like the cartoon characters.
Right.
Except that they're real guys running around, jumping.
Silly.
Yeah.
You posted some, I'm starting to do a video blog, an agricultural video blog, and the first episodes, they're about, 2 minutes long, I think, 2-3 minutes long, that basically explain what life is like on the farm here. I'm not sure what you did with those, but I know they're there somewhere.
I had emailed you. I couldn't do anything with those.
You have to fiddle with them, I guess, first, right?
Yeah.
All right, got it, okay. Yeah, well, so it'll give people that are listening something to look forward to.
That's right, coming soon.
Coming soon to our website, pictures of me on the farm. Not pictures, but stories from the farm. I really want to tell. There is so much interest in agriculture now. I decided I'd take advantage of that. We're probably going to try a couple of different things, including a specially produced show on agriculture just for the Internet. Am I acknowledging that the Internet is important? Yes. Am I saying that is, with a lot of people who are trying to figure out what to do next. You know, there's all this focus in radio and television, media in general. What do the millennials want? The millennials are the people who are under Jennifer's age, pretty much under 30, right? I think those are the millennials. I've found that a lot of people who are that age don't want to buy a car because they're too expensive. What's the average cost now of a car? A good new car, 30 grand, right? Isn't that the average cost?
Payments? Yeah, I would think so. Yeah. I haven't looked for a new car in a while.
Well,
largely because of that.
But, yeah, right. Yeah. I mean, that's the same thing. So you're older, and if you're not driving a car, that's where most of the radio listenership is. People are finding what they want to listen to, what they want to see, all the even the games they want to play. They're all in the little tablet, the phone, the iPad, whatever it is that you've got. And so you don't need to be in the car. That's one of the things that is shaping the future, I think. There's a lot of material that people are looking for that's not necessarily just on the radio or television. So that's why I'm doing the thing about agriculture, because there's so much interest in doing that sort of thing. And I love the farm. I want to tell the stories of what's happening on the farm. So I know Kenny will get that figured out. We'll have it around probably next week. It's 28 after the hour. This is the Friday Good Day program.
Hi, I'm Warren Eckstein with the Pet Show Tip of the Day. You know, popping up in the most curious places, kittens are sometimes so cute they can melt your heart. But within months, those adorable little critters reach the kitten equivalent of, yes, the terrible twos. Even the most careful kitten guardian can be taken by surprise as their cat's instinct for exploration develops, and it develops quickly. You know, and it could be very dangerous to them. Cats are always wandering around. I've had people call me with cats that got stuck in the attic or perhaps went into a laundry room and got stuck in the dryer. It's really important if you have kittens in the household, and this goes for puppies as well as human babies, to get on all fours and look at your home from your kitten's point of view. What is there to do? What is there to explore? What is dangerous? If you can remove the dangers, your cat can explore and grow mentally the way he should. So get rid of those dangers. Look at your house from your kitten's point of view. It'll be safer for him and safer for the rest of the family as well. I'll warn you next time. I'm Warren Eckstein. 20 years ago, I developed my Hugs and Kisses supplements for both dogs and cats to solve the number one pet problem, shedding. Using the finest ingredients made only in the USA, my Hugs and Kisses supplement with lecithin reduces shedding and promotes healthy skin and a full shiny coat. But don't take my word for it. Just listen to what my listeners say about Hugs and Kisses.
I just want to tell you how much we love the Hugs and Kisses, and our doggy Shotzi loves them, and her coat is so smooth. I have told more people, because they asked me, wow, her coat is just beautiful.
Imagine, no more shedding, itching, or scratching. My Hugs and Kisses supplements come with a 30-day guarantee and a 20-year track record. When your name is on the label, your reputation is on the line. Order today at thepetshow.com or call 1-800-430-4847. That's 1-800-430-4847, 1-800-430-HUGS, and log on to thepetshow.com.
America's number one source for independent talk radio for over a decade. We are the GCN Radio Network.
Weakened by GMOs, stressed out about money, and blasted by the electric environment. Hi, I'm Pastor Jenny, and that was the state I was in back in 2010. Then I learned about RNA drops. I learned that 97% of my DNA that scientists have called junk is actually packed with millions of gene switches that play a critical role in controlling how my cells, organs, and other tissues behave. I learned I don't have to put up with disease, decay, or decline like I've been conditioned to believe. I began taking RNA drops, a 100% natural formula designed to turn on those switches and provide me with amazing health and joy. Learn more about RNA drops and order a free sample today. Visit rnafreesample.com. That's rnafreesample.com. Or call toll-free 888-577-3703. Pay only shipping and handling for a free 30-day supply of RNA drops. Get the information you need and the health you want at rnafreesample.com.
Hi, this is Steve Sanchez, and based on a recent study, it was found that 57 million Americans had legal issues over the last 12 months, but only 60% of those studied sought out the services of a lawyer. Why? In a nutshell, affordability. Well, my friends at Legal Shield have created a solution that can help you not if, but when you need an attorney. For as little as $17 per month, Legal Shield will provide you unlimited access to qualified attorneys at an accomplished law firm for advice and counsel on legal issues no matter how serious or trivial. For over 40 years and with 1.4 million families across North America, Legal Shield can help you, the loyal GCN listener. Representatives are standing by now to answer your questions, so call them now at 1-855-340-SAVE. That's 1-855-340-7283, or visit them at lsprotection.com. That's lsprotection.com.
Is your dream more time, more money, or better health? Stop by our longevity booth at the Minnesota State Fair and say hello to the GCN team reps and get your healthy energy drink on the way to the fair. Sign up for door prizes and find out about our amazing home-based business opportunity as featured in Success Magazine, located near the main entry to the State Fair off Snelling and Dan Patch Avenue at 1366 Snelling Avenue North, or call 651-261-2040.
You know about RVs, you've heard about bunkers, but surviving is not recreation, and man wasn't made to live underground. Introducing Survivalist Camps, the ultimate fully functional off-the-grid survival bug-out house that's mobile, well-equipped, and custom-built to outlast any other RV or trailer. Go to survivalistcamps.com to learn more. That's survivalistcamps.com, providing your basic needs to survive. Survivalistcamps.com.
Three after the hour now on the Friday Good Day program. Rich McFadden has joined us at the controls of the studio in Washington. Michael is taking your calls at 888-302-3684, and eventually I'll get to you on the air. Ken Kessler monitoring Twitter and Facebook. We seem to be flat, stuck. Have we got something else going besides Syria? Because we got nothing that's new there. What else have we got on Facebook.com/Good Day Show and Twitter, Kenny? Twitter at Good Day Show.
Just about everything is about Syria.
Really?
A couple people have liked the barbecue tips that Chef Louis gave us that we put on the website and put a link to that on Facebook. And Scott says he's got nothing special planned for Labor Day, but there will be barbecue and Pabst Blue Ribbon.
Really? They still make Pabst Blue Ribbon beer?
PBR, baby.
Wow, I didn't know they still do it. All right, Richie, you're going to be here on Monday with us or not?
I will be here on Monday with you.
All right. The Obama administration announced yesterday it will not sue Washington State or Colorado over their new marijuana laws. They legally recognized recreational marijuana for use if you're over 21. Go for it. The administration said that it doesn't force the states to comply with federal laws. It doesn't want to right now. It does reserve the right to do so when things are slower and we have nothing better to do. All right, so that'll happen later on, perhaps, at the end of this tour of duty. So that's the Justice Department. There are 8 high-priority items for enforcement, including prevention and distribution of marijuana to minors, preventing revenue from marijuana sales from going to criminal enterprises, preventing marijuana possession or use on federal property. So you can't smoke pot if you're working in the Pentagon. Oh, my God. Of course, if you're a federal employee, you'd never do that anyway, right? Don't they screen? When you're going for a job with the feds, don't they screen you? Don't they do drug testing to see if you're clean or not?
It depends on what job you're going for.
You mean you?
Yes,
really?
They will.
I thought they would screen
if you're getting any kind of a clearance.
So Edward Snowden would have had a drug test, probably.
Yes.
Bradley Manning or Chelsea or whatever her name is this week. Got a drug
test. They're contractors, but they still need a clearance, and you still get drug tested.
All right. Speaking of drugs, one of my favorite tacos around the world is a gentleman who is a very well-known, very prominent spokesperson for all the nefarious things that go on in England. James Whale is here with us. James is a prominent
spokesperson for things that are annoying in England, right? Isn't that how you're basically known? Oh, am I going to break first and then I'm going to him? Ah, okay. That's right. That was the plan, Richie. I forgot. Sorry about that. Stand by. I just talked to myself. Or I talked to millions of people who are expecting James Whale to pounce out of their radio speaker, which will not happen for several minutes. Stand by for that.
Flooring sale alert from Lumber Liquidators. For a limited time only, we're offering unheard of flooring deals at every local store. Get 20% off any laminate floor. Refinished hardwood from 99 cents a square foot. Beautiful bamboo from just $1.39. All hand-scraped flooring is on sale. Plus new deals added daily at every local store. Angus special extended financing. Sale is going on now. Don't wait. Visit LumberLiquidators.com or your local store today.
Football is back. For tailgating or watching at home, Reynolds, Hefty, and Johnsonville brands have a game-time winning lineup. Reynolds Wrap Foil, Reynolds Slow Cooker Liners, Hefty Waste Bags, Food Bags, Plates, and Cups, and the full juicy flavor of Johnsonville Brats. Fire up your grill and get those Johnsonville Brats cooking. Lay Reynolds Wrap Foil on the grill to help prevent the brats from burning and to make cleanup a snap. And for really easy cleanup, don't forget Hefty Waste Bags, Disposable Plates, and Cups. Reynolds, Hefty, and Johnsonville brands, the winning lineup this football season.
This support is brought to you by Bank of America, working with Amy Tara Koch, family travel expert. While vacations are an opportunity for family time, traveling with small children can be stressful. Thinking ahead will help parents alleviate family travel headaches. According to a recent Bank of America study, 68% of families surveyed will travel by car this summer, and 30% by air. Whether hitting the road or flying the skies, anticipating travel issues in advance will help ensure a stress-free family vacation. Amy Tara Koch, family travel expert.
When planning your summer vacation, don't overlook the hidden stresses of traveling with children. At the airport, consider checking your bags, which will leave your hands free to help children navigate the security lines. To offset baggage costs, use travel rewards programs like the Bank AmeriCard Travel Rewards Credit Card that make redeeming your earn points simple. Just pay for your travel expenses with your card and use your points toward a statement credit later on.
For more, visit bankofamerica.com/travel rewards.
Yes, sir. That's 21 for the hour. Doug Steffens' Good Day program. All right. So the aforementioned, the previously mentioned James Whale, who yesterday had a bad attitude. Somebody was chasing him around, and we went to, you were on for like
we
2 seconds.
We were worried about you, James, because you, the last thing you mentioned to us is that there was a strange black helicopter overhead, and then you were gone.
Yeah, I know. Today, I managed to get away from the strange black ops helicopter, probably generated by the CIA. But today, here I am in the center of London town. The sun is shining. It is about 78 degrees downtown, and very nice. Very nice indeed. I'm sitting in a little Italian restaurant.
Are you?
Well, the world has not gone mad. We're not at war, so, you know, things are okay.
Wait a minute. Is that little Italian restaurant that's a, sort of a cement thing that you and I went to?
No. This is one I haven't taken you to yet.
Yeah.
But next time you're in London, I'll take you here.
All right.
No doubt at all.
Well, yeah, actually, Murray's all on me to come over for a visit, and so I need to, you know, because I haven't been over there for, it's been too long since I've been there visiting. Meanwhile,
we might let you into the country this time, but go on.
Yeah, they'll let me in. Well, I don't know. Your chicken lily-livered parliament yesterday said no to getting involved with the Americans in Syria. What's the story? I thought you guys had backbone.
Okay, well, this is the word. Well, the people in the U.S., and by the way, may I say hi to all those lovely people in the U.S. We love you here in Britain. We don't think much of your government. We don't think much of our government either,
so it's okay. We have something in common.
Yesterday, we said to the politicians, no more messing around. We don't want to go to war. We don't want to, you know, let's face it. The biggest aggressor in the world at the moment is the U.S., isn't it? And, you know, you guys, you've got to stop throwing your weight around, stop throwing your bombs around, and you've got to come and join us. And as the...
Join you and watch people get murdered?
Ban Ki-moon said, let's give peace a chance.
James.
I nearly felt like going into a song there, but look, guys,
it was a nice little soft shoe.
Control yourselves.
But let me play the devil's advocate here. A couple of hundred people got gassed. So should we stand back and just let these dictator regimes just murder their people? At what point do you think that we should probably step in and protect the citizens?
Just remind me who it was who actually did the gassing.
Well,
who did the gassing?
That is the good point that we still need to prove, and they say the white papers are scrubbed papers are coming out today. But if you look at, will the rebels have had the ability to get, handle, and fire the gas weapons? That's what you need to think about. It's only
could it have been Al Qaeda
that gassed those people just to rile things up? And that's a serious question.
Yeah. You have no idea who did the gassing. Okay, first point. Second point, you may remember, you probably are not old enough, I am, Britain did not follow America into Vietnam. Oh, God, wasn't Vietnam a success?
Yeah, good call.
Yes, we must follow the Americans. By the way, who dumped a load of Agent Orange on Vietnam? Oh, yeah, that was the Americans. Who dropped a nuclear bomb on Japan? Oh, yeah, that was the Yanks, too. I mean, sorry, guys. You cannot continue in this vein. I'm sorry. We love the American people. It is your foreign policy you're not happy about.
Yeah, I think James Anderson.
Maybe I should come to America and do my own talk show over in America.
I think you'd be a big hit here. Yeah. I think you'd be a superb hit. And by the way, technology is such you don't even have to come here. You can do it over there. It'd be perfect for you.
Well, yeah, listen, let's sort that out. It can all be part of the Doug Steffen empire.
Yes.
Good day, USA.
Right. So, all right, so let's follow this to the next thing then, James. Should the American foreign policy just be kind of what the libertarians over here believe? Hey, it's their mess. Let them deal with it. Hands off. We don't even really pay attention to it.
We have to do something. We have to do something to bring. We have to do something to bring peace to the world. There's no doubt about that in my mind at all. But we can't. What we can't do is go steaming into every country and start dropping bombs on them. You know, we just can't. Right. We can't do that.
Okay, so you're in favor of doing something, just not military action.
Well, I think what we should be doing is probably supporting the UN. We should be talking to Iran, and we should be talking maybe to a number of other countries around the world to sort these problems out. But look, guys, look, we want to try and bring you Americans into the fold of international public policy.
And we appreciate your direction. You know what? We have Obama's number. We're going to have him call you later this afternoon.
All right.
If Obama rings me later this afternoon, I can put him straight. Listen, guys, I've got a program to do for the Voice of Russia later. So when I finish that, maybe I can talk.
All right. So what have we accomplished in this conversation so far? We agreed to disagree, at least Richie has, although I don't even think Richie believes that he was playing devil's advocate.
Just arguing for fun.
Right. This is a ridiculous reality.
I want to join your team.
You know, I would love to have more conversation with you, but this connection is so bad that I can't really. We're in the middle of a conversation. I say something, and you're halfway through the next thing. So
I'm going to be at home most of next week. Let's do it next week.
When you're on a landline,
blown up the rest of the world.
If there's anything, we're going to bomb England because they didn't go along with us. We're going to go there first on our way.
You threatened to bomb England. I'm going to tell people that. Listen,
okay.
I'm going to go out and tell everybody that. Be careful.
You do that.
And do me a favor. Tell your reporters to stop letting everybody know what the NSA is bugging over here.
Yeah. Nah, we like that.
All right. Thanks,
all right, James.
James,
talk to you later. James Whale in England. What horrible. The cell phones.
Ugh. I know, but he cracks me up.
All right, so the Miley Cyrus controversy and other television news coming up in just a moment. Jennifer's not here, Roberta's not here, but yours truly gets to do, I love it when they're not here because I get to play everything. I get to do everything. It's so much fun. 15 before the hour on the Friday Good Day program.
I never thought I could be part of something so beautiful until our little bundle of joy came along. I vowed to always be there to help my wife. I slept on game day, baby. That's my T.O. time with little man cradling him tighter than a running back heading to the end zone and showing him how to become the biggest fan of football. Besides me, of course.
Crazy about football? Head to Sears for big TVs and big brands from Samsung to Sony. Get 36-month special financing on total electronics purchases over $11.99. This is the ultimate football experience. This is Sears. Subject to credit approval. See store or sears.com/football for details. Offer ends 10/5/13.
Ow. Ow. Hi. this fall when your allergies strike. Fight back with the power of Benadryl. It's proven more effective than Claritin at relieving your allergies. Get the powerful allergy relief of Benadryl and fight back when allergies attack. Benadryl. You know the drill.
Use only as directed. Based on studies in seasonal allergic rhinitis with Benadryl allergy 50 milligrams three times daily versus Claritin 10 milligrams once daily. Claritin is a registered trademark of MSD Consumer Care Incorporated.
If you have recently visited Booking.com, then you, clever sir or madam, are not on your way to buy canned peas.
Attention, shoppers. This place is lame.
You are not rushing to the dentist to have your molars drilled.
Whoops.
Nor are you transporting caked-up 9-year-olds from a birthday party. No, you are on your way to a booking incredible resort, which you chose from over 300,000 properties on planet Earth's number one accommodation site, Booking.com. Booking.com.
This report is brought to you by Bank of America, working with Amy Tara Koch, family travel expert. When planning a vacation, hidden fees can add up quickly. Be prepared and don't let these unexpected costs derail your vacation fun. Understanding these fees prior to travel will help you avoid surprises and be ready for additional charges on your credit card bill. Amy Tara Koch, family travel expert.
Knowing what type of fees to expect can help travelers avoid hidden costs when vacationing both domestically and internationally. Traveling with just a carry-on can alleviate hefty baggage fees at the airport, and an advance call to your hotel will prepare you for additional room taxes and fees. If travelers do get surprised with unexpected charges while on the road, a travel rewards program like the Bank AmeriCard Travel Rewards Credit Card allows customers to apply the points as a statement credit to eliminate those unplanned travel related charges, including baggage fees.
For more, visit bankofamerica.com/travel rewards.
Ah, nice, thank you. There we go. I'm going to start protesting. I'm going to go on strike. I want to get paid more. $15 an hour and nothing, Richie.
All right, nothing.
Nothing.
Goodbye.
All right. Okay. The Miley Cyrus controversy. The only thing that I have to say about this is it's way too much. Most people don't really care. This has been fanned, excuse me, by people like me who are a little bit more active at stirring the pot than I am. I don't like stirring the pot. I mean, I'm happy to stir the pot when I think it makes a difference, but who cares? So she's a little tart. Who has done a great deal to increase her visibility, and she's done it in a crude way. So this is the first time this ever happened?
No.
The people at the television, whatever they are, parents of television.
Here's the difference.
Then go get lost.
Here's
what?
The difference. Okay, when Lady Gaga.
Will you turn your microphone up so we can actually hear you?
When Lady Gaga was doing it, when Madonna was doing it, when whoever else was doing it, you don't have this. Oh, I remember her when she was such a sweet young Hannah Montana.
Yeah, right.
And that's what gives this an extra element of shock.
Nah. And what you do about nothing? News media created this. Nobody cares.
Oh, that's true, but part of it is because she went from the sweet young girl who has a famous father who, you know, people have a...
I love my little girl. Right. She's still my little girl.
Yeah.
All right, let's get into the American Idol judge search. Apparently, Dr. Luke... we were talking about him on Monday or Tuesday as perhaps the third judge. Nope.
Really?
That's not going to happen. No.
Yeah.
As a matter of fact, the report is that Harry Connick Jr. is the latest name mentioned for the third spot on American Idol. He would be very good. He'd be on my list. He's apparently
for,
on the show.
For us old guys, I'm not so sure that the 14-year-old kids.
No, I think he's pretty popular with younger. Yeah, no. There's also a guy named Scooter Braun who's in the mix, who is Justin Bieber's twerpy manager. He may be in the mix as well. How many people are beginning? There's a little bit of cynicism regarding Valerie Harper and all of the...
whether she was actually sick.
Whether she really had what she said she had.
Her doctor was on one of the morning shows saying, it's a miracle, and anything could still change at any moment.
Yeah.
But right now she's in remission.
She's joining Dancing with the Stars. That's good news. She announced that she, if you remember back in March, had brain cancer, and she only had 3 months to live, and now apparently it's in remission. So I guess that sounds like it's good news. Queen Latifah lined up some big names for the debut of her talk show, which will start September 16th. John Travolta, Sharon Stone, Jake Gyllenhaal, Jamie Foxx, Will Smith. That's not a bad lineup. for the first week. That'll actually be a pretty good talk show, I'm thinking.
She's pretty good, yeah.
Steve Harvey, also a good talk show. If you're looking for something that's good in the morning, you have the time. NBC has ordered a pilot for a new series based on the movie Outbreak with Dustin Hoffman and Morgan Freeman. That'll be an interesting take.
Great movie.
Getting a little more pushy with some of the new television shows. 51 After on Good Day.
Hi there. My name is Frank Bates. What I'm about to tell you in the next 60 seconds could get me in a lot of trouble. I just created a free video presentation at 123coverup.com that exposes the electricity monopolies and government agencies for what they really are, incompetent, lying crooks that are counting on your ignorance and fear to keep your power bills criminally high. Some have called this a conspiracy. Others have called it a cover-up, and you will be shocked to find out how deep the conspiracy goes. My video at 123coverup.com exposes the truth and shows you the secret of how I beat them and how you can beat them too. Watch the controversial video that thousands of other smart patriots have already seen in the last 3 months. Go to 123coverup.com and discover one weird trick to slash your power bill and protect your home. Go watch my video now at 123coverup.com before they force me to shut it down. Again, that's 123coverup.com.
Got a simple question for you. Can you sell?
Yes.
Okay.
Can you sell the intangible?
If yes, and you'd like to work 9 to 5, Monday through Friday, with no overtime, no weekends, if you're passionate about not closing sales, but about opening relationships, if you truly have a desire to serve global clients who need your advertising expertise, and you're local to the Twin Cities and Burnsville, are hardworking, self-driven, with experience in sales, marketing, or advertising, are personable, and a whiz on the phone, GCN wants to talk with you right now. GCN, the Genesis Communications Network, is one of the largest independent talk radio networks in the world, and we're hiring right now. We offer benefits and an excellent commission structure. Experience preferred, but we'll train the right person. Is that you? Submit your resume today to advertise at GCNlive.com. Again, that's advertise at GCNlive.com. Come work with the Genesis Communications Network, an equal opportunity employer.
Place. Tom Parsons from bestfares.com has the story on free award tickets and sticker shock if the American U.S. Air thing goes through. I think even if it doesn't go through, you look at some of the prices being charged now. But you're sort of speaking from both sides of your mouth because you said things were going to change a couple of weeks ago and the prices are going way down. So I want to find out what the story is behind the story. Tom Parsons on travel here on Good Day.
Football is back. For tailgating or watching at home, Reynolds, Hefty, and Johnsonville brands have a game-time winning lineup. Reynolds Wrap Foil, Reynolds Slow Cooker Liners, Hefty Waste Bags, Food Bags, Plates, and Cups, and the full juicy flavor of Johnsonville Brats. Fire up your grill and get those Johnsonville Brats cooking. Lay Reynolds Wrap Foil on the grill to help prevent the brats from burning and to make cleanup a snap. And for really easy cleanup, don't forget Hefty Waste Bags, Disposable Plates, and Cups. Reynolds, Hefty, and Johnsonville brands, the winning lineup this football season.
If you have recently visited Booking.com, then you, clever sir or madam, are not on your way to buy canned peas.
Attention, shoppers, this place is lame.
You are not rushing to the dentist to have your molars drilled.
Whoops.
Nor are you transporting caked-up 9-year-olds from a birthday party. No, you are on your way to a Booking Incredible Resort, which you chose from over 300,000 properties on planet Earth's number one accommodation site, Booking.com. Booking.com.
All right. Tom Parsons from bestfares.com is here. So the proposed merger is on hold. Maybe it takes place, maybe it doesn't. The thing that you have been blogging about this week has to do with free award tickets. You seem skeptical about how they're going to continue. I don't quite understand what you're talking about, but how does this affect the average person who does build up miles, if that's what you're talking about, or you get tickets for other reasons that you don't have to pay for?
cashing in award tickets now.
All right, start over again because we didn't hear the first part of the sentence.
Okay.
Excuse me.
When I first started flying, just like you did, and you became a member of American or whoever, those tickets were carte blanche. Any seat on the plane, last seat, last availability. Today, you got to jump through hoops. You got to pay money. If you're going to Europe, look at British Airways. Not only on their free tickets, you have to, you get to cash in 50 or 60,000 air miles, but they also want the fuel surcharge of $516. They also want the landing fee. So a ticket from Boston, it sells for about $700 or something to London. If you wanted to use your 50,000 air miles, you would still be forced to pay the mandatory fuel surcharges. So why in the world would you want to cash in 50,000 air miles if the ticket's only selling for about $200 when you look at it before all these other fees?
Yeah, that's a question. You know what? I forgot to ask you this before. American used to run three flights a day out of Boston. They bought the TWA rights, and they were running three flights a day, morning, early evening, later evening. They stopped, and British Airways is now the own, well, Virgin as well, running flights. For some reason, what was the deal that American made with British Airways that made dropping Boston something that was palatable for them? I don't understand.
I'm not sure if that was the case. I think if you remember, the Department of Justice and the EU and everybody else was screaming that British Airways and American would control too much Heathrow flights, and they had to give up slots. So that's probably what happened on some of those routes.
Well, but they were filling up the planes, so all of a sudden there's 600 seats that don't exist to go to London, and British Airways didn't have any seats.
Huh? What does that do to the airfare?
That pushed their way up.
That's right.
So, but how do I mean, they were accommodating 600 passengers more a day because they didn't have any flights on British Airways. So I don't get it. What are people doing now going through Amsterdam?
They're probably routing everybody through one of the connecting cities if they needed more space, like New York or Atlanta, or you know, maybe backhauling them to Detroit, Philadelphia. So, but it's a mess. And I think they should just read the article I did because the whole thing comes down to a free ticket's no longer a free ticket.
Uh-huh.
That's what it comes down to. But here's one you might like this week. The first class airfares now, primarily a lot of them is on Delta. American has them, but the cheaper ones I'm finding is on Delta. But out of Boston, do you know anybody who lives near Boston?
Yeah, I know a few people, yeah.
Okay, anyway, first class confirmed. No nervous breakdowns. Do I get upgraded? Do I not get upgraded?
All right,
upgraded?
Hurry up. We only have 30 seconds.
Okay, $469 to Atlanta, first class confirmed. Charlotte, $429. Chicago, $479.
Round trip or one way?
Round trip.
Mm-hmm.
What do you think?
Eh.
New York City.
It's not far enough. If it was L.A., then it would be worth it.
Well, you know, what's 800 up there.
800, yeah. I'd change the other way around. All right, but anyway, they are cutting the price. That's because on Delta and United, first class really sucks. It's not anything special. Seats are bigger. That's about it. Food's terrible. All right, Tom Parsons, bestfares.com. Check it out. 59 after the...
Hi, my name is Scott Fuchs, teacher and rowing coach for over 14 years. I was sluggish, overweight, on prescription drugs, and only 30-something. Fortunately, I was referred to Dr. Z, and happy to say Dr. Z's all-natural protocols over a consistent course resolved my health issues. I'm in the best shape of my life, and most importantly, on zero medications.
I'm Dr. Zdanowski, author of Evology, trained as a primary care physician, surgical manipulation under anesthesia, expert in nutrition, diet, weight loss, immune system, and I specialize in chiropractic. My 15 years of professional experience has taught me the four keys to vibrant health: a balanced musculoskeletal system, an integrated nervous system, a flowing lymphatic system, and a body filled with over 90 essential nutrients. This has been a secret too long. Actualize your potential, reverse disease. Call me, Dr. Z, 201-945-1177, 201-945-1177, evolveyourself.com.